Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's the exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy D and Fender, yeah. One can do it better. Breaking down the norms from January to December. No doubt. Showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members. Coming really? Live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blues, to women's views, the voice is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queens.
Your girl Lushy Lush checking in, man. Sign of Street Queens, the movement, man. You know what I'm saying? They got the view, we got the panel, and it's going down today, man. Dayton Swagger, it is going down today. Dayton Swagger, y'all can call in at 347-826-7722, man. Shout outs, man, to all my people out there that's going through the struggle. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion the First. Shout out to AZ that came through yesterday. Shout out to Billy Blast, Vistas V. Shout out to all my street queens, everybody in the movement. We're going to send, you know, a shout out to CG. She's not going to make it with us today. She's one of our panelists. You know what I mean? She's going through it right now, you know, getting a tooth take out and all that stuff. But, you know, we love you, girl. You know, I love going out to you, man. The quote of the night is, the only love you give away is the only love you keep. So always give the best of yourself in any situation. Okay, the topic today is dating swagger. Y'all can call in at 347-826-7722. And people, you can call in anonymous if you want to. You don't have to give your real name. You can call in, you know what I'm saying, anonymous if you want to. Also, you know what I'm saying, every 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying, we give you 5 minutes to answer, you know, the questions in regards to, you know what I'm saying, what the topic is. But if we don't get to you, we truly apologize. And, you know, you can send all your comments or unanswered questions to, you know, lushradiothemovement.ning.com. You can send it to, you know, streetqueensthemovement.blogspot.com. Or you can send it to streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Or send it to streetqueensthemovement@gmail.com. Okay, and our MySpace is myspace.com/streetqueensthemovement. Please send any written letters, donations, etc. to Street Queens Official P.O. Box 30126 Capitol Heights, Maryland 20731-0512. Please, everyone, be respectful to the callers and the panelists at all times. No profanity allowed. Absolutely no. If you're fine being disrespectful, you will get kicked off the air. Real talk. And you know what it is. The thing is today, and our topic today is dating swagger. Tell us what your swagger is. Let me go to the line and bring in my queen. Peace, queen.
Peace, queen.
Peace.
Peace, queen. How you doing? Hey. Go ahead, queens. You know, since y'all the first, go ahead and get your shout-outs in. Felicia Sabri, get your shout-out in, man.
That's what's up. Well, first, I want to shout you out, Lush. You did an incredible job. The whole intro, it was the bomb. But anyways, yeah, that's how we do it, Street Queens. We come correct. But anyway, shout-out to Music Mania Television. Shout-out to the whole Boston. Shout-out to Polo, all the queens. Shout out to Cedric, Said Boogie, Arno, You know what I'm saying? And just everybody out there supporting my movement, supporting everybody else's movement, keeping it positive and keeping the love and keeping it real. Shout out to all y'all real people out there. Other than that, let's get it in.
That's what it is. Javita live in the building. Peace, queen. Go ahead and get your shout down there. Your shout out in.
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to all of my friends who are listening and family members. I'd like to shout out to Polo, Niv, CG, and hope everything goes well with you. To all of my street queens and to you, Lush, for having us on your show, and to all of the callers who are calling in. Thank you so much.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Dating swagger, man. Dating swagger. You know, I'm waiting for my other ladies to call in. But, hey, I guess we can get into a little some, you know.
Hey, let's
do it. Hey, so, you know, our subject today is Day of Swagger. And, people, you can call in at 347-826-7722. We always open to hear your compliments and your opinions and your comments. Man, do what you do. Call in. Okay, the definition of love. What is love, man? In this day and age, man, what is love? Javita, you got the definition of what the textbook says love is.
Well, actually, you know, they say love is the reciprocation of kindness from both parties. But to me, love is understanding someone who is kind and considerate, compassionate individual, who is respectful to others and to their partner, and definitely always is considerate of their needs.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Felicia Sabree, what does love mean to you, girl?
What does love mean to me? It's genuine. Love is genuine. It's soft. It's kind. You know, it can bring joy. It can bring pain, but the joy always comes back. You know what I mean? It's real. It's just out of this world, and it's what everybody's looking for, but they don't realize it, and it's just sad. We need more love in the world. That's what love is to me.
Okay. What love means to me, love is a bond. Love is affection. Love is compassion. Love is understanding. Love is undying. Love is true, and it strips itself of all the nonsense. It's pure. Love is something that you really can't really define, seriously. It's
unexplainable.
And then at the same time, in this day and age, is love just a word used just to, how do you say, pacify people sometimes? I love you. You know, you love me. But what's the difference between love, just loving somebody, and being in love, Felicia Sabree?
For me, I think the difference is, you know, you can love a person and care about a person, but, you know, when you're in love with somebody, it's intimacy. You know what I mean? And that's just the difference.
How you feel about that, Javita?
You know, for me, I believe that love today and the difference between having love and being in love has everything to do with a person's when you love somebody, the best way I think I can put this in layman's term is when you love somebody, you can love anybody. You can love trees. You can love animals. You can love the forest. But when you are genuinely in love with somebody, it means you will do anything for them. You will take a bullet. You will dive in front of a train to save their life. That's what love is. And, you know, even the Bible, I think the Bible really is where you get the best definition of love because, you know, it says love is patient, love is kind, love is never boastful. Mm-hmm. You know, and it goes on and on to tell you how to love and how to be giving and how to
mm-hmm.
love yourself and love others. But love is a gift. It is the greatest gift you can give of yourself, to give your heart to somebody else.
But aren't there different kinds of love? Are there different kinds of love, like love to the mother to the child, natural love, natural
mm-hmm.
mother to father, you know, like natural, husband
for
to
family,
wife.
Period. Just the love that you have for your family. You know,
you know. But sometimes we get caught up in the word love, like especially us as women.
Yeah, just keep throwing it out there, and you don't even if you throwing it out there, but you're not acting on how love is and the definition of it, then it's not love.
What I want to say is love is what it does for you that is good and very good. Love is about your actions, not necessarily what you say, but it is what you do. Love is expressed by a person's actions. And if they're not treating you in a loving, respectful manner, then it's not love, because anything that love does is it's good and it's very good, and it's not meant to harm you or hurt you in any way.
But don't we have some? We have young ladies out here, baby. Young ladies, I know y'all listening, young ladies out there. And you know, a young man, he might be looking all good, you know, smelling all good, flashing his money. And he tell you he loves you just because he's trying to get you in the bed. And you quick to jump at it. Where is the self-love? Is it you so passionate and waiting for love that much that any person could tell you they love you and you jump in the sack? What's up with that, ladies?
Well,
Go ahead, Javita.
I'm going to let you go.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that, well, I feel like in terms of women jumping in the bed, that is something that we need to stop doing. Stop belittling ourselves as women and as individuals and take pride in who we are. You know, just because a man took you out to dinner does not mean you are worth what that meal costs. You are worth far more than that and beyond. And until you see yourself as being worth more, and a man is only going to treat you as good as you treat yourself and as good as you carry yourself. If you present yourself
exactly
as the kind of person that he could just take to dinner, you
McDonald's.
Exactly, to McDonald's and hit it and split it, he's going to treat you that way. It's how you carry yourself, and it's the manner in which you carry yourself that determines how you get treated in the end.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I mean, there's girls out there that, you know, just hop in the sack, you know, just for the hell of it. You know what I mean? And then, but then there can be situations in life where you actually meet a person, say you connect with a person, and y'all end up doing that, jumping in the sack, but end up being together forever. Like, you know, there's people out there that do that. So it's a hard situation, but you know what I mean? You just have to have standards in your own life. You have to have your own morals and values and self-worth and respect. And, you know, and I think a woman with a good head on her shoulders is going to think twice about just getting in bed with any dude, as opposed of a woman who's lost and vulnerable and grew up with no daddy. You know what I mean? She just want to be lying next to a man, point blank, period. So, you know, it's just a situation that is just always going to be there.
And that's another issue. You know, a man cannot feel the face of your parent. And you really do have to come to grips with that a man will never take the place of your parents. And if they weren't there for you and you didn't get that nurturing there, looking forward and seeking it in a relationship with a man is not the way to get what you're looking for. And, you know, I agree totally about how you decide to present yourself, and a lot of girls feel like the best way you can decide whether or not you're going to sleep with a man is always think in terms of how you feel about him. Is this the type of person that you could see spending the rest of your life with?
Because exactly.
When you go to bed with them, you can always, the saying is, you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. Now, you have to decide which dog you want to do it with.
That is so true.
Yeah, I mean, that is the best way to put it. So, you know, always keep that in mind and know what you're looking for. Have some criteria in terms of what you want out of a man and out of a relationship instead of settling for Mr. Right Now.
And that's true. Mm-hmm. And on that note, ladies, hang with me. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to come back into the next topic, man. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, ladies, it's all about you. What makes you happy? We're going to a commercial. We're back to the next subject. Live on Street Queens Daily Swagger.
If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide. Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you an indie artist and you looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop, we can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff all here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy with an S, official, OFFICIAL. DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down. Or holler man his email at chosen1369@aol.com. It's not a game, man. Y'all want to get your stunning shades on? Want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holler at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holler at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunning shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holler at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunning game on. Do you?
Man, you already know, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And it's Thursday, same time, same place. Street Queens, the movement, presents to you Dating Swagger. Tell me what your swagger is, man. We just talked about what love was, and we're live with your girls, you know, Javita, Felicia Sabree, our panelists. We're waiting for the rest of our panelists to come in, but we're moving along with the show, Street Queens, the movement. Y'all can call in at 347-826-7722. We just talked about what love is. You already know. On to the next subject. Ladies, sugar mamas versus sugar daddies. What actually is a sugar mama and a sugar daddy? Dating older men and the woman maturity. How do you guys feel about that? Take that one, Felicia Sabree.
Sugar mamas. I don't really know too many sugar mamas, but sugar daddies, I know they're out there. And I guess a sugar daddy is just an older guy that, I don't know, he wants to wifey up a younger chick, right? Or are we talking about pimps and hoes? No, I'm kidding. Oh, excuse my language. I'm sorry.
All right.
Excuse her for that one. Excuse her for that one.
Excuse me. Okay, so dating, like, okay, an older man dating a younger girl, I guess if she's mature, she can hang with a man who's 10 years older than her. Because, I mean, women mature by the time they're out of high school. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. That's how I feel about that. I don't really have too much to say about that.
So how you feel about, you know, so you basically maturity level is if, you know, if the age really don't matter, it really don't matter, huh?
It's just the maturity level. That's what it is. I mean, if they're taking each other serious, it happens all the time. I dated an older guy, somebody who's 12 years older than me. We had chemistry, but, you know, it didn't work out. But, I mean, it works out for a lot of people out there, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. Javita, how do you feel about that situation?
Well, for us, sugar mamas and sugar daddies are people who take care of you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have any money and you can't afford to buy yourself stuff, they're breaking.
He got right.
It's just like what T.I. said. You know, you can have whatever you like. A sugar daddy and a sugar mama can be any age. You know, it's that person who supports you and all of your stuff. You know, a lot of they're actually more sugar mamas turning up than sugar daddies. Simply because it's, especially down here in the South, because, you know, a lot of men, you know, like women who take care of them and want to buy them stuff and take them shopping. And even Beyonce had her song about "Let Me Be Your Sugar Mama," you know. And
ooh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, she had a
song
called "Sugar Mama."
Speak out on her new album?
No, it was on her last one, "Be Your Sugar Mama," and we got the. The soundtrack and the music video and everything.
Wow.
But, you know, even she has a song about "Let Me Be Your Sugar Mama."
Oh, we're talking about
that. everybody sugar mama, dog.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I personally would prefer it to have the guy do the taking care of. But it should be 50-50 in a relationship. But as far as maturity goes, you know, age ain't nothing but a number, like Aaliyah said. But the difference is between men and women is women mature faster than men.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains are different that way chemically. And that's why you find a lot of times older men with younger women, because our maturity level is it's more developed than what the typical male our age would be. You know, their maturity level isn't there, so it's designed that way for a reason. Older men are supposed to be with younger women. Now, how young? That is a totally different question.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, because but
I got something to throw out there on that
women?
One. I got something to throw out on that one.
Younger men.
I got something to throw out on that one. Real talk, sugar mommy is a woman, okay? Straight up and down, okay? You got a dude. He is straight mooching off the chick because
exactly. He's
like, okay, you want to do anything for me and I don't have to spend my money? I'm good. I'm going to sit in your house, no food. You going to pay for all my bills, and you ain't complaining, and I'm giving you what you want, you know, which is, you know, in between
Stay
my
down.
And I'm saying you good, you know? Sugar daddy, Shorty is fine. She's young, you know. She got a lot of potential, and I'm feeling like I can mold it into what I want.
Yes,
so
mold. Yes, that's the word.
Mold it into what I want, and you know what I mean? Let me throw a little bit something. I'm going to pay her bills or whatever, because, you know, later on she's going to become what I really want, because I ain't really trying to deal with all that mess from the older broad, so let me mold this one. I'm going to pay all my bills. And the chick is sitting there like, okay, daddy, you can do whatever, and I want to do me.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy sugar daddies.
That's what it is.
I contrary in the fact of all women, majority of women are not all mature in their head, okay, when it comes to maturity. There's a lot of women that are in their 40s that act like adolescents.
Yeah.
And they're not mature enough, okay? They're not mature enough, and then you got some of these younger girls that still act like little babies because they're babies, okay? A lot of these older men like to deal with younger women because they want to mold them into something they want. And then that control thing, which we will get into later on, being controlling, you know. And we got a shout-out to my man Oz Snap Out. We're going to have him call in, man. But how do you feel, callers, about sugar mommy, sugar daddies, maturity, older men dating younger women, and older women dating younger men? Call in at 347-826-7722. We want to hear your opinion about this situation. I'm about to bring in a caller. Caller, you're live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens. What's the business?
This is Polo. What's happening?
What's up,
hey, Polo?
Hey, Polo.
What's good? What's good with y'all?
Ain't nothing much, player.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, y'all talking about the sugar daddy, sugar mama thing. It's like this, man. As far as the man, see, it all depends on how old he is. If he's like 40 and he's dating a girl that's 19, if she's a dime piece, that's all he really wants at the end of the day. He just wants a dime piece on the arm. Like you said before, he's paying the bills, he's doing whatever. But see, the woman, she's not going to be happy at the end of the day, because, see, he's looking at it like, listen, I ain't got to sex you. I ain't got to do nothing. I'm paying your bills. I'm putting you, I'm lacing you. I'm buying you the fly thing. Then he's all on top of that. Now he's doing his thing. See, and after a while, it's going to make that young woman feel uncomfortable unless she's in denial, and then she's going to get caught up, and it's going to be a bad situation. There's a movie out, something similar to that, called, you ever heard of the movie called Revenge?
Mm-hmm.
With Anthony Quinn and Kevin Costner?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yes, it is. Same thing. Anthony Quinn was about 50. She was about 21. And, you know, she was happy at first, living in the big mansions and all that, big Rottweilers, big Range Rovers and all that. She was happy at one part of the time. But, see, he wasn't making her happy sexually. And Kevin Costner came through, and he was that dude, a little younger, but had but was more into the romance thing. And you know, like anything, you know, it got ugly for homegirl because you know Duke then invested all that paper. And at the end of the day, that's really what it was about. I just want you to be my dime piece when we go out, be on my arm. I want you to be laying up in the bed, fly as hell. I want you to walk around the house, fly as hell. And I want you to entertain my friends when they come on in. And that's your job. That's what you do. I don't have to give you no sex. You know why? Because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be in this mansion. You wouldn't be in this Range Rover. And the more that the young girls can see past that, the better off they will be.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're thinking it's fly, like, oh, yeah, I'm pushing the range and I live in a big mansion and all that. But at the end of the day, the sugar daddy's out doing his own thing with about three other women.
And same thing for sugar mamas, you know.
And no question. And so it really, that's my whole point. It really is no different. Sugar mama, sugar daddy, same thing. It's just like a pimp. You got girl pimps and you got men pimps. They all out for the same thing, that paper.
Exactly.
Hey, ask y'all a question. We got a cat in the chat room, you know, Snap Out. Shout out to Snap Out. They said, Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, he wrote something about half his age plus seven is the proper age for the Honorable Muhammad. How you feel about that one? He said he wrote on it.
Say that again?
He said half his age is the proper age.
For a woman to...
Yeah, that's what he said.
What's half his age?
Man, Elijah Muhammad might be like 50. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's because she can bear children and men can keep on generating.
Yeah, and then women, after a while, we stop having that ability to reproduce, unlike men who can continue to reproduce regardless.
You know?
Under any circumstances.
Get that Viagra, 50 years old and up, you still get it in. Don't play.
But you know, for the ladies out there, man, they just gotta be careful, you know, more so than the men, because you know, some of the women, can't say all the women, some of the women just be thinking about the money and not really thinking about a man really wanting to wife you and have you for you and for better, for worse, and all that good stuff, man. So sometimes certain women get blinded by the money and the cars and all that. At the end of the day, all that's just materialistic, man. And if you really work hard, what a lot of women don't know, if you really just work hard for yourself, at the end of the day, you can have the same exact thing that the man was giving you if you work hard for yourself.
At the same time, Polo, you know what I'm saying, some women get caught up with the sugar mommies and sugar daddies, right? Because older women can become controlling because they paying all your bills. So now you can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing. I'm going through your stuff. Yeah, I'm controlling you. Yeah, you can't say nothing because I'm paying your bills. Same thing with the men.
But what a man got to do, that ain't no real man then. It ain't no real man. Let me tell you something. You know, real, you can be paying a goddamn thing of mine. I'm the man, okay? I'm gonna hold this whole thing down by myself. Matter of fact, how about this? You ain't even got to work dealing with me because this is how real I'm gonna keep it. But at the end of the day, Javita said, a relationship should be 50-50, but I also feel it should be 100-100, and I'm gonna explain that.
Yeah.
100-100 comes into the play of, okay, here it is. I'm messing with Javita now. Now, here it is. I ain't have a credit card the first. Javita got 10 credit cards. All of a sudden, now, I want to start messing up her credit and start using up all her credit cards when I didn't have one 20 years ago. So now I meet this girl that got these credit cards. She got good credit. Now, all of a sudden, oh, Javita, let me take the Macy's card or give me the gas card. All of a sudden, her credit card going all bad and all that craziness. That's because at the end of the day, Money himself was not. You put to have a 100-100 relationship. You just like you've been surviving for the 10 years without Javita being in your life. He supposed to be surviving the same exact way. Now when y'all come together and y'all doing it right, well, that's a beautiful thing. Because now it's nothing that you can't buy. It's nothing that you can't get it's done the right way. But if you're messing up Javita's credit, now you done got what you want. Now she can't get nothing. That's not fair.
And that's
just not no real man in there. Real men are supposed to do the right thing. If you have a house, man, and you know your wife is working all day, Cut the yard, rake the leaves, man. Every now and then, man, go inside the house and cook some dinner for your woman, man. Show that you're appreciative. You understand what I'm saying? And stop all this nonsense out here with these men. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 110%.
I agree.
You hit
Thank
it
you,
right.
Polo. All you real men, take some notes.
But you know why they definitely do what they do in terms of bringing a woman down? I feel like it's that crab theory of Homo sapiens. And the reason I said crab theory is because you know why crabs don't have to have a lid on top of the bucket?
Exactly.
Because when one tries to get out, the rest of them pull them back down. And a lot of times when you get into a relationship, you get with somebody who's not really your equal. And instead of them uplifting you and encouraging you in what you're trying to do, they're steady trying to bring you down because, hey, I'm jealous. You're trying to get too big. You're trying to grow beyond me. And
exactly.
I'm scared I might not be able to keep you. And again, you go into those whole insecurities.
And that brings us into the next subject. And let me correct myself. The gentleman said, like, the ages between, like, 40 and 27, like, a 40-year-old dude going with a 27-year-old, a 44 going with a 29-year-old. That's what Honorable Elijah Muhammad was basically talking about.
So he's basically saying that a guy that's 40 is all right to go with a girl half of the 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's
okay.
Typical.
That happens. I mean, that all the see that right there, the woman. Okay, if you're saying 40 and the woman is 20, I mean, that's still so unfair still to the woman because she's still a baby.
Mhm.
You know, as far as men, I mean, she can't even get into a club. She can't even, you know. she can't even drink legally if she's 20. You understand what I'm talking about? But if you got some people that's ahead of their time. You know, I know a couple of women that are ahead of their time, and they 18 and go hold a conversation with a 40-year-old man, and you be thinking the woman's older than what she is, and she's a baby, but that's because she's ahead of her time. She was taught well in the street, or her parents and her father raised her to be a certain kind of person. So that's not normal at the end of the day. But I'm just saying, men need to do
that. Let me correct myself again. I mean, the person is saying, he's saying, it's, I had to say half plus seven, apparently. It's half plus seven.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 40, so 40 years old, dating a 27-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, let me answer that. Now, if you're 27 years old, I mean, you should know by then if this 40-year-old man is the answer for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are mature enough to now know. It should be no more manipulation on how I'm trying to trick you or this is what it is. This is what she want to get into. She can know if this is a relationship that she's feeling. She should be able to know, okay, this man's starting to be a little controlling. Matter of fact, he even raised his hand to me a couple of times. Matter of fact, he swung at me, and then he told me he didn't really mean to do that. Listen, you're supposed to know what's happening. Everybody got all the movies out with Jennifer Lopez and Sleep with the Enemy. They are teaching y'all on TV. This is not the answer, man. And you got to know when gets ugly. So a man hits you one time. I mean, the average woman is going to accept that and be like, no big deal. But if this dude is constantly whipping you, I mean, how long do you plan to stay with this man?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, and vice versa. And you got some women, too. Don't get me wrong. You got some women. They get this dot it too. They'll be beating up on some men. I don't know what type of men they are. But you know, you just gotta
know.
Oh, I know
some women who beat men.
So do I. And that's why I don't know what type of men they are, because listen, no way, I cannot be having you beat me up.
Well,
and making me stay with you at the same time.
On that note, that Polo stated, man, we moving on to the next one, man. Threatened by women's success, dating someone in the industry. Versus dating somebody not in the industry. Intimidation, you know, a man intimidated by the fact that the woman is in the industry doing a thing. And verbal and physical abuse, the definition of verbal and physical abuse. And threatened by the relationship due to the partner's bad experiences, man. How do you guys feel about that? Felicia Sabree start off, and then we'll go back down to Polo.
Okay, so dating someone in the industry, I don't know. I think that if a woman, you know, is in the industry and she's going to date a guy who's not in the industry, he really needs to be able to let her breathe and focus and do what she got to do. But honestly, I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible because if you're trying to get to a place that is so higher than what his mind ever imagined, then, you know, he's going to try to pull you back or hold you back and you not really think that it's tangible because you're right here with him, so how the hell are you going to get over there? You know what I mean? And, you know, that's just what it is. I think that, I don't know, just being a woman in the industry, I'm automatically attracted to a man with a creative mind because I have a creative mind. It just makes sense, being somebody you're equal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Javita, how do you feel about that situation?
Well, you know, with me, with doing modeling and different things, like for me, I've done modeling now for 17 years since I was 7. But for me, it's very difficult because you have to find someone who is understanding and secure with himself. And a lot of times they say mm-hmm. that they are in the beginning, but they aren't. You know, when you go out and you take the pictures and you're doing your job and things are happening, it's very frustrating because they want to be supportive on one hand, but on the other hand, they don't understand. And you can't go everywhere with me. You can't quit your job and follow me. It's about trust at the end of the day. Without trust, no relationship can survive, whether you are in the industry or out of the industry. It's a matter of knowing who you are and what you are and trusting that person to love you, respect you, and honor you just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Go ahead, Pastor Javita. Mm-hmm. Polo, how you feel about that situation? Because you're a man. Go ahead, man.
I mean, Javita hit it really right on the nose. I mean, once again, I'm going to step back to this video. You ever seen this video with Ashanti and got the brother's name, the guy that played Old Dog in Menace of Society?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that video right there is exactly what you're talking about, Lush. It was a situation where Ashanti is in the industry. He's actually still in the street, moving at work, and he's doing well for himself, but she's actually doing even better because she's in the industry, and he's all beat and upset. And I'm looking at the video like, why are you so upset? Because you got the Maserati, you're up here moving all this work in the street, you know, you're living in a big house, you know, yeah, she's doing her one, too, and you're still very upset with this woman, and, you know, it's like I just never understood the video. I'll be trying to understand it because he's getting money on one end and she's getting money on a whole other end. So why are you jealous of your woman for doing her one, too? Now, I can understand that she was cheating on you or you caught her slipping somewhere and stuff like that, but she was coming home to you. You know, she might have been on the road a little too long. You might have felt a little lonely. So at the end of the video, you know, he winds up cheating with another girl. She comes up in the house and catches him. And then, you know, she finally just got fed up because it was more like it was definitely her money that was holding the weight, but he was doing his thing, too, at the end of the day. So it's like I just didn't understand that video. But as far as, you know, it's like men and women, man. You just got to – when you're dating somebody in the industry, whether it's a basketball player, let's just say celebrities. When you're dating a celebrity, you got to understand their lifestyle when you get into it. When you get into it and you tell your woman what you do, she's going to have to learn from right there on the spot. Are you going to be able to deal with me going on tour, me being gone for 6-7 months? I mean, this comes with the game. So it's an opportunity now for what you understand. Are you blinded by the money again? Or are you blinded by the money like, okay, I'm not going to worry about he's on the road, but I'm cool and I'm good? Or deep down inside, it's going to bother you that he's cheating? Or how come he's not answering his phone today? Or he hasn't answered his phone in 3 days? I mean, so that all the, at the end of the day, that all becomes a mental part of the game. I deal with the mental. If your mental is weak, then you're going to get weak physically and all the way around the board, and the relationship is not going to last because he might be doing something, but then again, he might not be doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's your mental.
Right. So it's your mental that's bothering you at the end of the day, and you know, and the woman I respect is the woman that wants to be there for her man and support her man and understand. Listen, a man's going to cheat whether whether you want to believe it or not, and a woman's going to cheat whether you believe it or not. You have a few good women left out here that strictly support their men, and you got a few good men left out here that strictly support their women. Unfortunately, everybody's not like that. So at the end of the day, it is what it is, man. You got to accept it for what it is. I think more people in
you got to play your cards right.
Yeah, I think more people in the industry should date outside of the industry. I think it would be so much better. You got Young Jeezy going with Keisha Cole. That didn't work. You had Puffy going with Kim. You had Puffy going with Kim. I mean, that's the baby mother. So granted, she's there, but through that whole time, he was messing with Jennifer Lopez. She knew it. She was beat, but at the same time, she felt that he was going to come back. He did, but I mean, it's just kind of a wishy-washy thing. So I feel sometimes people need to date outside of the relationship, and it might just work out. But everybody tries to basketball player dating this rapper, dating another rapper. I mean, actress dating another actress. I mean, so many breakups is ridiculous.
You know what? The thing is basically like a lot of recycling when it comes to the industry when artists dating artists. It's like a lot of publicity and recycling. Now, the one relationship I've seen that's withstand a lot of this stuff is, what's his name? Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. Like, I guess, because they got a real open relationship. I heard, she's really open.
Is it really, though?
Is it open? Really open,
that's
they
crazy. Swing. They don't even look like the type.
They go to swinger parties, man. Like, they got a real open relationship, And they've lasted for a long period. But like me, me being on the radio, me doing my thing and 1-2 being in the industry, it's kind of hard because I'm talking to somebody that's outside of the industry. So it's kind of hard when how Felicia said, Tabri said earlier about, with the pivot game, people that are regular people, even as you call them squares. You know what I'm saying? You call them squares. Like, dealing with somebody that's square and somebody that's in the industry is kind of hard because, sometimes it takes a toll because they might not be used to dealing with somebody that's so deep in the industry, and it takes a toll on a relationship. But if that person, a lot of it is because a lot of insecurities and stuff and everything, and the gentleman I'm dealing with is a little bit older, but he cares about me, he loves me. But we were going through a time when he was really insecure. Like, he really couldn't, stand me doing, what I was doing or, be doing my radio show. But then he realized, it's not no big deal. She comes back home. She don't do nothing. She's here. She's for me. So I believe if the person really loves you that much, they're willing to change. They're willing to take the steps to change, to better they self so they can be with you. If they really don't care, they really won't care to do make any changes at all. And that brings us to...
Well, I wanted to say something.
Go ahead, Felicia.
This is DeVita. But I wanted to say something about what you were saying is that I absolutely agree with what you're saying, and that's why the Bible says people accuse out of their own guilt. And regardless of what the relationship is, whether you're dating somebody in or out, it's all about forgiveness and understanding at the end of the day. If you're not the kind of person who's going to be mature and open to that change in that and relationship, and the first thing people do have to understand is you can't make somebody change. You can only put a suggestion out there, but it's up to them to make that decision on their own. And if they're not ready to make that change, you have to decide whether or not you're ready to move on with your life, because you can't force somebody to be something that they're not. And so often people get so caught up into trying to make somebody change and mold them into the person that they want to be, and then they're so disappointed and hurt because of the time that they lost wasting it on this individual when they could have been out finding somebody who genuinely was what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us into, physical and verbal abuse. What is it? Okay. Many women assume that they're not being abused if they're not being physically abused, but that's not really necessary. That's not really true.
Verbal abuse is worse than physical abuse.
With this, like I said, with the with the verbal abuse, you know, a lot of it takes a toll on your mental, like Polo just stated. You know, these are some of the symptoms in regards. Ladies, gentlemen, if you're listening, verbal abuse, these are some of the symptoms or questions. Ask yourself these questions and ask yourself if you're in an abusive relationship, a verbally abusive relationship. An abusive partner, you know what I'm saying, will, you know, basically do some of these things. Ask these questions. Take a moment and think about it. Do you feel that you cannot discuss with your partner what is bothering you? Does your partner frequently criticize you, humiliate you, or undermine your self-esteem? Does your partner ridicule you for expressing yourself? Does your partner insult you from your friends, and does he insult you in front of your friends, family, or groups? Does your partner limit your access to work, money, and material resources? Has your partner ever stole from you or run up debt for you that you have to handle? Does your relationship swing back and forth between a lot of emotional distance and being very close to doing that? Have you ever felt obligated to have sex just to avoid an argument about it? Do you sometimes feel trapped in a relationship? Has your partner ever thrown away your belongings, destroyed objects, or threatened your pets? Are you afraid of your partner? These are some questions, ladies and gentlemen, that you must ask yourself when you're in a. If you answered yes to all this, yes, you're in a verbally abusive relationship. And at the same time, that leads on to being a physical relationship.
If you answer yes to one of those, you're in a physical relationship. God damn. I mean, yo, man, it's basically at the end of the day. See, my father taught me how to work the mind. See, I deal with the mind every day, and this is what I go on. I'm very intelligent in the mind. I play with a lot of minds each and every day. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. If you're just not mentally strong, all them things you just said, Lush, a woman is going to fall victim to all of that. Because then what comes with that is it becomes the word, the big D, which is women being in denial. Oh, he ain't really hit me that hard. No, I don't think he took any money. I think Tom was at the house. So I got to call Tom to see if Tom, so I don't think Darren took it. You know who took it.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to blame Darren, because you know when Darren come home, Darren going to whip that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And real talk, this is some more stuff for y'all if y'all want to know more about verbal abuses. These are some of the other things, you know, that signs of them. You understand their feelings, but they never attempt to understand yours. They dismiss your difficulties or issues unimportant, and they say that you're overreacting. They do not listen to you. They always put their needs before yours. They expect you to perform tasks that you find unpleasant or humiliating. You walk on eggshells in an effort to not upset them. You ignore logic and prefer amateur theatrics in order to maintain the center of the attention. They instead manipulate you into feeling guilty for things that you didn't do anything that you haven't done. They attempt to destroy any outside support you receive by belittling the people, services, practices, and attempt to exclude you from everybody around you. They never take responsibility for hurting others. They blame everyone and everything else for any unfortunate events in their lives. They you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things, man. If you're going through that, seriously, you need to refer this person to go over there and get some counseling and some help. And, you know, a lot of weak-minded young ladies, that's where it comes to self-love. If you do not love yourself, these people prey on the weak, and then they become physically abused. These are the signs. Do not deny these signs when they come, because this may lead to somebody that might be physically abusive and might hurt you or kill you in the end part. So please, ladies or men, be aware, because they are female abusers, like they said earlier. I'm going to bring a call. I think this is our queen, Miss Toy. Peace, queen.
Hey, peace. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, Miss Toy.
What up, Miss Toy?
Hi. You guys were touching some emotions over here, man. I'm feeling some kind of way. I mean,
we getting it in, huh, girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all talking some real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Some real issues that people deal with every day and are in denial about.
Yeah.
Let me touch on what Lush just said real quick. I want to stick up for the women on this one. All right. Any man that's putting his hands on a woman, or he's being outright disrespectful because he might be a bigger person, or he feel he ain't no real man, and on top of that, ladies, he's also a weak-minded person. So let's not get it twisted that the woman is weak-minded because she can't get out of the relationship. He's even more of a weaker man minded because he has to put his hands on a little woman because he feels he has the authority. He got to raise his voice and do all type of stupid stuff like that and then take your money and, like, I'm not giving it back to you because, you know, he done already whipped you a couple of times. So you already know what he, you know, physically he can do to you, and you just scared to answer him. So any man that's out there doing that, you're a weak individual too, man. And I don't even respect y'all like that. Get your life together. Stop beating on these women and take care of your women, man. Pull up your pants, wear a belt, man. Get your life together, man. Go get yourself a real job, man. Stop playing around the house like you're doing something big. You're not doing nothing, playboy.
Okay.
You want to beat on somebody? I'm big enough. Come beat on me. I promise you, you won't win.
Wow. That was deep right there.
Polo ain't playing.
Pastor Polo has spoken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with everything you said right there. You know, I have experience in terms of both physical and verbal abuse. You know, the first part of my life dealt with physical abuse, and the whole second chapter has dealt with verbal abuse. You know, and like they said, it's about keeping the mind weak and the body strong. But with them, it's usually about them having not enough mental stability, and they want to feel like they're in control and that they have power over you. And a lot of them are very, you know, insecure. You know, when you talk about them wanting to keep you down where you can't pay anything and you can't buy anything, you can't eat, sleep, or breathe, and a lot of them like to keep you that way so that you can't leave that relationship. But isn't that the most women don't want to leave? It's that they're not in a position where they can leave.
Right,
they're literally locked in. And even though all of them don't put their hands on you, they can belittle you in ways emotionally that is beyond belief. And it is just outrageous because, you know, a lot of it's just major insecurities. You know, when the woman, you might bring home the bacon, but why should you be upset that your woman is bringing home the steak? You know, you can still be the man of your household, even if she's making more money than you or she's doing better than you. That doesn't make you less of an individual if she treats you with the same amount of respect. And a lot of men get that confused, that they're not getting that respect and that love and that attention that they're supposed to be getting. And you're supposed to be bent over on hands and knees and do everything and wait on me hand and foot. And so I understand exactly what it's like, not just to, you know, for somebody who's in that type of relationship, whether they were born into it or whether you actually found it later on in life. You know, I've had to deal with it from every type of perspective, and it is not pretty, and no woman deserves to be treated that way at all. You know, it is the worst feeling in the universe. And honestly, you know, it makes you feel like you just want to die inside. To me, verbal abuse is even worse than physical abuse, because at least with wounds they can heal. But that emotional stuff, it weighs heavy on you. And ultimately, it ultimately boils down to we are all prisoners of our own minds. And when and how we decide to choose to free ourselves is entirely up to us. You know, at some point we have to decide to let that go, put that baggage down, and move on. And nobody else can do that. You know, if you need some help doing that, then you can go to psychiatrist, therapy, seek out some extracurricular activities to take your mind off it, like dancing and stuff. But ultimately, it is up to you to decide, I deserve to be happy. I deserve better than this, and I'm going to have better than this. And then making those steps to try to get what you deserve in life. as opposed to what he feels like you're entitled to, which is nothing.
That's at the end of the day, as a man, I mean, though, you don't get no prof, man. You beat up your women. I mean, you have something to call up and brag about, man. That ain't cute at all, man. I mean, come on, man. At the end of the day, and I'm not saying that there's not a few women out there that can't beat no man, because I know a few that can beat some men.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
So I know a few that can beat some men. You understand what I'm talking about? But at the end of the day, man, really, as a whole, we're not supposed to do that. Now, I'm not saying, because I know some calls might call, so let me clear this up. I'm not saying that you just don't let a woman whip on you and you don't do nothing, but you know if you're the stronger person out of the two, you're supposed to know how to withhold the woman, hold her down to a position where she's not getting the best of you. And then you got to, as a man, walk on out, man. Walk out. Yeah, she's going to call you all type of names. She's going to call you out your face. If you're fat, she's calling you fat. If you're sloppy, you smell, she's calling you everything in the book. But at the end of the day, as a man, just walk away. Take some steam off you. Hey, when you come back home, I mean, if your stuff is broken up and your clothes is cut up, so that's your fault.
but I'm just saying, bust the windows out your car.
Yeah, I love that song too. But at the end of the day, hey, it, as men, for real, we just gotta stop it, man. I know we try to be overbearing, we try to be all real tough and stuff. But listen, man, these are women of our history, man. They do a lot for us, man, when they going through pregnancy and all that. Respect them bearing your child, man, and having children for you and cooking and slaving over the stove and doing all that wonderful. Let's not forget about what they do for us at the end of the day too.
Mm-hmm.
And if the woman don't know how to cook, well then you shouldn't be with her.
and that's real talk right there. That's real talk, and we're going to move on to our next subject. After this subject, we're going to go on to some commercials. But call us if you want to call in. It's 347-826-7722. You're live with the Street Queens and Polo of Exclusive Fashion and Furs, man. You already know. The next question is, man, what's the difference between emotional intimacy and sex? Waiting in a relationship versus putting out. How long is too long to wait? And nymphomaniacs. Speak on it, Sabree. Let's start with you.
Whoa.
Okay, well, the difference between emotional intimacy and sex. I think that emotional intimacy is, you know, all types of way to connect with that person, from, you know, the email to love letters, just anything, like all different ways to communicate, and that's real intimacy. Like, you guys, you have a bond no matter where you are in the world. Sex is just sex. We all love it. It feels great. And, you know, if you're not married and you're single, I just say be safe. But do what you got to do.
What about relationship and putting out, man?
Relationships and putting out. I think that it just depends on what you're looking for. Like, you know, if you're looking, you're dating a guy and you think this could be your Prince Charming, and I think that, you know, you should wait a while and really get to know their personality, you know, and possibly, you know, fall in love without even having sex, because, you know, you can be intimate in other ways. Like I said, just with words. Words are intimate. So if you're smart and you know your words well and you can write, or, you know, you use, you know, good choice of words, I mean, paint a picture for that person, you know.
So what about nympho, though? What about nymphomaniacs?
Nymphomaniacs?
Yeah.
A nympho is just somebody that just likes to get it on all the time, right? That's a nympho. What's the definition?
No, I go with you.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
I don't even know. That's crazy. They need to get help.
I mean, yeah.
Feel about that, Javita?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, to me, the difference between sexuality and sex is the fact that sexual intimacy is a deep emotional bond that you share with somebody on a personal level. as opposed to sex, which is just a physical connection. You know, it doesn't require you to be emotionally involved in it, otherwise you wouldn't have people out there who do it. You know, to me, sexuality is a surreal, sensual, flirtatious innocence that is provocatively enticing by nature and is the prerequisite to procreation.
Jesus,
you know,
you gave me the chills with that one.
There she goes.
I mean, but seriously, that's the whole point of it. You know, to be sexual is to be flirtatious and provocative. It's all about enticing the opposite sex, and that's the way it's designed by nature in terms of procreation. But in terms of intimacy, that is a deep emotional connective bond that you share with somebody on a deep abiding level that, you know, is joined. And as far as waiting and putting out in a relationship, I think that every woman has the right to say no and say, you know what, I deserve more than that. I'm not going to give you some just because we just met, or like I said earlier, because you took me out to Burger King or out to dinner. My body is worth far more than that. And when you talk about putting a clock on a woman's stuff, you cannot time that, okay? Fellas, stop doing that, saying, you know, if we've been together 6 months or 7 months, you know, you should give me something. You cannot barter with a woman's stuff. I'm old enough, and any woman is old enough to decide when, where, how we want it, when we want it, all of the details involving it. And until you get that grasp of who you are and that I deserve better and I'm worthy of more, then you're going to continue to be treated badly. It's like, I was saying earlier, men treat you based on how you treat yourself and how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself like a respected woman that he's going to have to respect and cherish and love, then he is going to do that because those are the criteria he's got to meet in order to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when you talk about, so in terms of how long is too long to wait, there is no answer for that. It's until
that.
You feel comfortable in
so
that
how you
relationship.
What about nymphos then?
Nymphomaniacs. Well, nymphomaniacs, actually, that is a chemical mental imbalance in the brain. A lot of people get that confused. You know, when you talk about it, usually most people it has to do with a brain illness, like people with tumors, epilepsies, bipolar disorder, Alzheimer's, et cetera. And when they're talking about it in terms of men, they're talking about, you know, bipolar disorder. That's the most common form of nymphomaniac, and usually the acts is carried out when they're in that panic phase. Now, I don't know if any of you all saw Black Snake Moan, that movie.
Yeah, I've seen it, yep.
That white girl was suffering from a chemical imbalance of the brain. That is how a nymphomaniac behaves. That now, unfortunately, they didn't give her much of a cure except for, you know, pull on a chain and bring yourself back. But really, they do have stuff out there for that. There are some psychotropic drugs that can trigger hypersexuality. Although there are a lot of your psychotropic drugs do reduce your sex drive based on outcome from taking the drugs, but as of 1994, they tried to get rid of it as being classified as an illness simply because so many men enjoy having sex, and anytime a woman enjoys having sex, they want to call her a nympho. But when a guy does it, he's just, you know, he should be proud of himself because that's who he is. And so because of that, it's harder to diagnose it in a man than it is a woman. But it is a sexual addiction. But usually it is triggered by a altered chemical imbalance and mental state. And usually
they do have classes for nymphomaniacs. Any nymphomaniacs out there, they have counseling sessions for you. And then go Google that up. And because of time's sake, we got to move on. Go ahead, Polo. Tell us how you feel about the whole situation.
Yeah.
For the toy, all right?
I just want to say one thing. Something Javita said, show you how good my memory is. She said something about four shows ago, maybe five shows ago. And this is for you men. That woman Javita said, if you can't sex her mentally, she ain't want to be with you. So basically, as far as you're trying to get it physically, sex the woman mentally first. And you'll see how fast that might even come. She'll fall so in love with you because the mental, but she's feeling you mentally, or he is kicking that real that real itch to me. He's really letting me know. You know, he's complimenting me. He's giving me proper compliments. He's holding the door. All that is sexually, mentally, sexually mm-hmm. a woman and having her right where you want to be. But do it from the heart, though. You know, so you're doing it from the heart and she feel you, that's the woman. That might be your soulmate because she probably never even been treated like that. Men don't even hold doors open no more for women. They hold the door and let the door slam in the girl's face. I mean, us as men, we just...
What's up with that, Polo?
I mean, hey, I'm not that kind of guy. But I'm just saying, just some guys just ain't like... And then especially when you're in a relationship with a man, too. You've been in a relationship for a year or two. He done got comfortable with you. He feel he ain't got to hold the door open for you no more. I mean, it's just certain things people do. It's called rhythm. Some people don't have the same rhythm all the time. It's kind of like dancing. They get off beat every now and then. And if the woman let him get off beat, he's going to stay off beat because he wants to feel like he's in control. I mean, I can't speak for all men. I can only speak for myself. I mean, Miss Toy has been out with me before with my girl. She knows how I move. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, I don't think too many people do it like I do it, but at the end of the day, that's just me. I'm not trying to put no man down. I'm just trying to say, listen, man, if you're trying to get some, work a little harder for it. You don't, like Jarita said, don't be talking about, well, I've been out with you for 6 months. I done took you to dinner. What's up with me and you? It ain't a goddamn thing up with me and you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking about, man? Do the right thing, man. Be smart, man. Be a little educated, man. Do the right thing, and you'll see how fast things are coming. And I ain't just talking about sexually. I'm talking about just as a whole, man. I mean, we all seen relationships go, come on, Biggie Smalls and Faith. Come on, man. Love at first sight. But look how that went down. That didn't last. Biggie had three other women on a whole other note. Plus, he had Faith. I mean, it's just certain things, man. You just got to.
What feel about nymphos, man?
Nymphos, man.
Why? When it all comes down to it.
Yeah, nymphomaniacs are sick. You have a guy. They are sick. You have a guy like Eric Benet. That's his name, right?
Yeah, Eric Benet.
Okay, he was dating. He was dating one of the most beautiful women in the world. Every man in the world wants Holly Berry at that time.
For real.
And this cat had the opportunity to land an opportunity to be with one of the baddest women in the world. And you will run around here and play around with these little girls and strip joints and on the street, man. You dog. You get bugged out. So, and that's why your career ain't going nowhere, Eric Benet. How about that?
Crazy.
You haven't had a new song at all. Cause God don't like ugly, man. I'm saying people got this opportunity to get with the. I don't understand certain people, but you got an opportunity to do something, and it's like you blow it for something else.
And then you just end up regretting it.
But, you know, on one level, he was saying that he couldn't handle dealing with the fact that she did Monsters Ball and that they were married and she agreed and took that part and did it. And really, to me, it was the equivalent of a soft porn, but I'm glad, you know, she got a Grammy out of it and got her main endorsement deals out of it. But at the same time, you know, you could have went to counseling and therapy and worked through it without having to go and just openly, blatantly start cheating just because you couldn't cope with the fact that, you know, my wife is on camera.
And then you got David Justice, you know, the millionaire baseball player. He's mm-hmm. with her. I thought they were going to rock Holly with every baseball game with the hat on, with the jersey on. Chill. I said, okay, this is what's happening. But then he got caught up on the street, on the strip joint with these prostitutes. And he ain't been the same since either. So it's like, listen, man, I mean, I just don't get it, man.
I don't know.
Y'all got a man now, though.
That's what
you said what?
I said, Holly got her man now.
Yes,
yeah.
She
yeah. Well, I mean, hey, man.
That's what it is, man. We got 51 minutes left on the clock, man.
Listen, I'm gonna leave you off the air, though. I'm gonna let y'all finish doing what y'all talking. I appreciate y'all letting me come on and voice my opinion about that. I'm gonna get off the air and let y'all women do what y'all do, cause y'all the best on Thursday night. And y'all shut them down, man, and y'all keep sticking up for yourselves, man. And hopefully one day men will get it.
Exactly.
Yes.
We appreciate you calling. Peace.
We appreciate you, Polo. If it's not exclusive, it's not fashion, man. Make sure y'all support Polo and his movement. He's got the hottest clothes in the industry. Holla at your man, the fashion mogul, Mr. Front Cover Man, Polo. All right, Polo, we love you, dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, man, we got 50 minutes left on the clock. Y'all can call in at 347-826-7722. I think our girl Toy kind of. I don't see her number still on the switchboard, so I don't know if she dropped out or what. And so hopefully she'll come back and stuff, you know.
Well, peace, Toy. She's on her way out.
Well, let's keep going.
We love you, Toy. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we doing our thing live. If we don't get to every subject on the show today, people, make sure y'all stay tuned to Dayton Swagger episode 2. You know, we have the remaining of the stuff that we were supposed to talk about, just in case. But, you know, we got so many deep issues. It's so passionate, man.
We got to have a part 2.
We got to speak on it, you know what I mean? And then, you know we got to speak on it. And, you know, that I got to go into some, you know, some commercials real quick. You know, so ladies, stand fast for me real quick while I go into some quick commercials, if y'all can do that for me real quick, okay? You know, I gotta go into these quick commercials. Check this one out. Like I said, this one is for my homie, Mr. P. Diddy, Mr. Front Cover Man. Check out this commercial. Are you exclusive?
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4. Real or www.myspace.com/PotterJah PotterJah or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
Yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Exclusive fashion and furs, man. Support that man in this movement, man. If you want to be exclusive, you want to be fashion savvy, holla at your man Polo, because you already know. That's a 50 stand by Lush Radio Online and the Street Queens, the movement. Polo plug. Yo, call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about swagger, dating swagger, man. You already know, man. You're live with the Street Queens, the movement. Hey, ladies, I gotta say a quick thing real quick. CG just texted me. She said her mouth is swollen, man. And you know, with the whole tooth thing with the dentist, man. Yo, we send you a shout out. We love you, girl. You know what I mean? We hope you get better. No, we love you and everything, man. And we going to represent for you, girl, live on the Street Queens, the movement, as you already know, man. So we talked about intimacy. We talked about a couple of things. We talked about dating swagger, you know what I mean? Now we're going into the lines that men and women say, and also lying about girlfriends and boyfriends, separation and divorce, and trying to guilt somebody into staying or being in a relationship. Felicia Sabree, how you feel about that situation?
Okay, so when we say lines men and women say, like, to persuade someone into dating you?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It's crazy, man, because when I walk up in the club and some of the things, like, dudes say, they, like, shout at, like, come here, girl. Like, I'll be like, damn, like, whatever happened to excuse me, miss? What's your name? Like, you know? Can I talk to you for a second? Like, I don't know if these men are tripping right now. But, you know, when it comes to me, you know, maybe trying to persuade somebody if I'm interested in a dude, you know, it's all about the eyes. Like, I don't even have to say anything. You see me looking at you, so look back at me. And that's just what it is right there. But I don't, you know, I wouldn't go up to a guy and just, you know, say something unless maybe I was feeling nice. But really. But, you know, it can happen sometimes if, you know, you really feel in the swagger. But you know, that's just what it is. Line about girlfriends and boyfriends, separation and divorce. I don't know. I just think it all comes back to you really, you know, knowing who you want to be with and not being in denial in the relationship. Because if you, you know, you in a relationship and you, you know, stepping out trying to holler at the next chick, but you telling her you don't even got a girl, it's like, damn, you're not even claiming your girl. Like, I mean, that's crazy. And then she probably finds, you know, she hears about it in the streets. Imagine how that's making her feel, you know, all depressed. And it's just, it's not good. Everybody just, you know, needs to keep it real. If you're in a relationship, then you're in a relationship. If you choose to step out with it, I don't know. It's crazy because a girl will get with your man and she knows he's your man. You know what I mean? But she'll still do it. And then she probably got a man, like, and then he's probably cheating on her. It's crazy. People just need to keep it real, like, just keep it real. If you're not in love no more, just come out and say it. I'm not in love with you no more. I want to set you free. I want you to be happy. And I'll always love you because we were in a relationship together. We did love each other at one point. We did fall in love. But, you know, you can still be friends. Like, all my ex-lovers, we don't have no, like, no bad nothing. Like, if I see any of my ex-boyfriends, we're all cool. Like, you know, because at the end of the day, we kept it real with each other. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what it is, man. Jarvita, how do you feel about that situation, Jarvita?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say I agree with CG. You know, any time you break up with a relationship, just like you have graceful interests in people's lives, you should also. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Sorry, girl. I was thinking about it, that's all. But anyway, like Felicia was saying, excuse me, girl. But, you know, it is so important for us to leave and exit on good terms, that when you come into a relationship, you come in on a gracefully, and you should exit with that same amount of grace and class that you entered a person's life in. Every relationship should not end on bad terms. You should try to, you know, get out of it and let them know and end it peacefully, because you never know when you might meet that person again or when you'll see them again. And you don't want to have, like, the tension to be there, because 9 times out of 10, the same people you see coming up the ladder, you're going to see them when you come back down. So you might as well be nice and make nice with them while you on your way up the ladder, so that, you know, they'll remember to stay nice with you while you up there and help you stay up the ladder when they see you trying to come down. So it's extremely important for people to be respectful. And as far as lying about girlfriends, and boyfriends and separation and divorce, we've all had that experience where a guy, instead of him telling you the truth, or a woman telling you the truth that they're in a relationship, they tell you, you know, I'm not committed to anybody, and then they're steady sleeping around. And then that's how a lot of women get caught up, and then some of them wind up going to jail serving time for men who they had no idea that they were drug dealers, or they were married, or they had families and husbands and wives. And, you know, so often people get so caught up into that, and everybody wants to say that the other woman, you know, I'm trying to think of her name, Monica had a song, you know, Sideline, Ho. And unfortunately, you know, that's not the case. I disagree with that song. So many women don't know that they're the sideline woman. And because they don't know that, they don't know how to respond to that, because the man is lying. You know, you can't. So many women want to get mad with the other woman, and what I want to say to you all is this: that is called displaced anger. If you want to be mad with somebody, be mad with your man or that woman that you're in that relationship with, because they know who they're with. They know that if it don't look like you, smell like you, walk like you, talk like you, then it's obviously they messing with the wrong person. And if you're going to be angry and upset and offended, be angry and upset and offended with the right somebody. And that isn't to say that I've been in that predicament. It is to say that you need to act responsible, because so many times women fight over a man, and then both of them wind up in jail. And he out on the street laughing, going to the club with his buddies, talking about, man, I got two of them locked up now for fighting over me. And he out talking to the next chick like you don't even matter.
And that's true, man.
Real fun.
We're gonna bring in another caller real quick. We're gonna bring in another caller. 627, you're live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen. This is Emma.
Hey, Emma.
Hey, Queen. Sorry, I called in so late. I just been dealing with a passing of a friend of mine, Party Artie. He passed away at 1:30 this afternoon. He was in the industry. You know, he was a rapper down with AG and Showbiz, Get Dirty Entertainment. And so shout out definitely goes out to everybody that knew him and that is feeling that, you know. So
what
I apologize for my lateness. He got caught up in this industry world. You know, I'm not going to spread his business totally, but he got caught up in the industry world like the guys often do and was partying too much and not really protecting himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, based on that and due to that, you know, he was faced with some illnesses and ended up passing today.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yes. So sorry for him and his family's loss.
Yeah. So, I mean, we knew it was going to happen. We were kind of waiting. But, you know, it's one thing is to know it's going to happen. Another thing is when it actually happens. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I have some pictures posted on my MySpace. In case you don't know him, you can even go to YouTube him. There's some YouTube, some videos out there for him.
What's the MySpace?
Go to my MySpace, E2K Magazine. I got pictures and a folder of him. His MySpace, I don't know if he has it as P80 or Party Artie, but if you go Party Artie and you search, his page should come up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just, you know, from the Street Queens, if you guys can go and just pay the condolences, we all represent together, so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Dressed up.
Yeah.
You turned my whole mood over, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for that, but, you know.
We understand.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. Rest in peace, Party Artie, man. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all right. Let's stay to the topic, ladies.
Okay.
God, I forgot what.
I was finishing.
So, Rush, how do you feel about this? The line men and women say.
Yeah, I was finishing up talking.
Hey, with the lines that men and women say, man. Hey, I ain't going to lie. Back when I was like 19, there was this Pisces, this dude, right? He told me he was single, man. We was going out on dates, you know. We was chilling together, everything. I didn't see no ring on his finger. I thought he was single. Word. Calling him back at one of the numbers he called from. Yo. Oh, who are you? Oh, I'm his, I'm his wife. Whoa, what are you saying right there? I said, okay, I'm not talking to this dude again.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy because I've been married and divorced, and that separation thing when you're trying to, you know, go on a dating again, when they say you separate, it throws a red flag to a lot of people. A lot of people scared to date you, you know. I had one dude, I told him, I was honest, you know. I like to be honest to people. He told me, he said, yo, I can't talk to you because you separated. I was like, wow. And you know that it wasn't, you know, y'all getting a divorce and, you know, like I could tell him if I still had feelings for dude, you know, but there was no feelings, there was nothing, you know. But, you know, I mean, it's everybody's preference on what they want to do, but I just say to everybody, be honest, man. At least be honest and tell them what situation they're getting into so you don't hurt nobody's feelings, and they got an option to choose if they want to be with you or not, man, point blank.
Exactly. Definitely. You know, because they're not truly free to be with you when, you know, you're separated versus being divorced, you know, because separated means just that. You still financially, legally tied up with somebody else, and you're not truly free to move on until that piece of paper is signed and you truly got that divorce, you know. And what I was going to...
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jarita, finish.
Anyway, what I was going to say is just finishing up with what I was trying to say about guilting somebody into staying in a relationship with them. I understand that, too, because everybody's been in a situation where they've had somebody who they had as either a friend or something that they weren't really feeling that way, but that person wouldn't go away and let them be in a relationship with somebody else. You know, we call that blocking the way for somebody else. And everybody has had that type of experience, you know. And, of course, you know, we want to encourage the callers to call in and, you know, tell us about that because everybody has experienced it being held up and feeling obligated, like, should I date this person even though I really am not feeling them emotionally? And to me, the answer is no. You know, if you're not into them, then you're just not into them, and they have to accept that. And if they truly your friend, they will understand. And if they're not, if they don't, then that's on them.
And that's true. Emma, how you feel about that, Emma?
Well, I mean, I was caught up in a situation like that where I started dating somebody, and of course they didn't. And I like the first question out of my mouth after what's your name was, are you with someone? Are you remotely with anybody? Do you, you know, is slight chance, you know? I mean, I went through the thorough questions. I wasn't just beating around the bush like, oh, do you have a girl? Do you have a wife? Do you have children? Do you live with the wife? You know, like, I really went into detail, and he said no. He said he just had a kid. So I'm like, okay. I said, the reason why I'm asking, because you just told me no. If I find out otherwise or if somebody approaches me, you're going to have a problem. So, you know, I told him, if you want to continue from here, then I'm going to take you, you know, I'm going to take your word for it. But if I find out otherwise, it's going to be a problem. I'm telling you right now. So he was like, no, that he's separated from his wife and, you know, they share a daughter, whatever, blah, blah. Okay, cool. So, I mean, like 2 weeks went on. And when I tell you I was with this dude like all day long, all night long, he would call me all type of hours at night and the day in the morning. I'm like, this dude cannot be married or with somebody calling me so often and being with me. I mean, he was in public with me anywhere I wanted to go. Oh, I need to go here, and he would take me, like, you know, no signs of, oh, I can't drive through here, or I can't pass through there. So I'm like, okay, all right, so, you know, this is what it is. 2 weeks pass. I get a phone call at 7 o'clock in the morning. Who's this? I'm like, excuse me? You called me. Who's this? He was like, do you know a so-and-so? And I'm like, I know a lot, you know, because the name was familiar. I'm like, I know a lot of so-and-sos. Can you be a little more specific? Yeah, he's like this, like that, whatever. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you are? He goes, she goes, I'm his wife. I'm the mother of his two kids. I'm like, whoa. I said, listen. First of all, I specifically asked him. He told me he didn't have anybody, and I did not know. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking that he's not with anybody. She was like, oh, really? Oh, hold on, because he's coming out the shower. Listen, I have so-and-so on the phone. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm like in a triangle here. And he's like, they're wrestling for the phone, and the phone hangs up. I'm like, wow. So they obviously got into a big fight. He leaves the house, and he calls me. Listen, you know, that's just my ex-wife. I'm like, dude. If she's calling me at 7 in the morning, it's obvious that y'all guys have something. If y'all could be separated, but y'all fucking, y'all having sex, something is going on there still that she feels she can call me and claim you. You know, there's actually, obviously, you guys are not separated. There's things going on that y'all need to resolve and get me out of it because I have nothing to do with this. You're a liar. You know, you lied, and I have nothing to do with this. So I told him, don't call me no more, this and that, whatever. How, the next thing, now she's calling me every day. Is my husband there? I want to know. I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, listen to me. I already explained to you and I told you that I did not know. I haven't spoken to him. I tell him not to call me. I do not pick up his calls. But I cannot have you calling me every day asking me where your husband is at. You know, I mean, really, like, I'm telling you that I didn't know. I can't. You're not my friend anyway. I don't owe you any respect. I don't know you. You know, who owes you the respect is the person you're sleeping with. I don't, you know, and if he did you wrong, then you need to address that to him. Don't call me when you don't know where he's at. I'm being a woman. I'm telling you that I'm not dealing with him. But don't call me, you know, and keep calling me. She continued to do that. What happened? I ended up picking up his calls to curse him. I tell him she's calling, and then I ended up seeing him just to be spiteful to her. Then I would tell, yeah, he's taking a bath. Can I take a message for him? You know, because now she's pissing me off. Like, you know, I was honest as a woman telling her, look, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, and I'm totally, you know, not going to continue, but then she kept on, and that made me, like, be spiteful, and I was much younger, and made me be spiteful, and then I carried a relationship with her, and she hated me to this day. She can't hear my name, but I'm saying I, at least at the beginning, I attempted not to leave the relationship.
I know, but he kept on calling, and you answered the phone.
He kept on calling me. Yeah, but she kept on calling me. That would piss me up even more. So that made me pick up the phone for him and tell him, listen, tell your wife, like, calm your wife down. Like, you know, due to that, then we just kept talking, and you already know the rest, you know, because I told you. But but it's true what Javita's saying. Like, some of the women, they want to blame the other woman, and most of the time,
We don't know. We didn't know. I mean, you know, you can't conduct a full investigation as soon as you meet somebody because you have, you kind of got to take their word until you know otherwise.
Exactly.
Until you learn otherwise. So, you know, I mean, you can't really put everybody under a microscope. I mean, you wish you could, but you go slowly, and then you try to, you know, you meet, you know, you get to know them or whatever, and this happened. And I pushed him away. Like, I really was not going to deal with dude, you know, I was upset at him, and then, but she kept, like, she drew it, like, she made that happen. I say that she made that relationship happen. Because she continued, and she was being spiteful and calling me at 7 in the morning, 3 in the morning, asking me silly questions. Like, if you're a grown woman, like, at that time I was 29 and she's 36, why are you calling me asking me if your husband is in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Like, you looking, you opening that door for me to tell you that he's laying next to me. Like, that's what you want me to tell you? I just say he wasn't here. Like, why are you calling me for that? So that's my confession anyway, so... That's what
wow. It is. Yes, wow. Real deep stuff right there. So we go to romance. What is your idea of a perfect date? Gifts, love letters, and phone calls. Felicia Dupree.
Well, since I'm such a romantic person, my idea of the perfect date is when a man just says, what do you want to do? Anything you want to do. And then you go do what you want to do. You want to go to the ballet. You want to go to a concert. You want to go out to eat. You want to go to a movie. You get to choose the ultimate, like, your perfect date. And I think that's ill. But my idea of a perfect date, yeah, is doing something like that. Going to the ballet, going to a show. Just doing stuff that I enjoy doing, you know?
Not going to McDonald's, right?
Not going to McDonald's, no.
No, that's not romantic.
Doing something, like... You know, something creative.
Because you know some females, man, they be saying whatever you like, and they be like, I want to supersize it, you know.
Let me serve you up. You can have it too. I would like to be somebody's customer, all the single man out there. Holla, no, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
So what kind of gifts you like when you on a date? What kind of gifts you like, man?
Honestly, I've never really been spoiled. Isn't that crazy? 24 years old, never been spoiled successful.
Oh,
but anyway, my
girl.
Friends await me. No, seriously, but I don't know. I think just something, you know, genuine, you know, not rather like something that costs like so expensive, you know, something with some kind of significance because I'm just, you know, I like things like that. Love letters, like I like to write, you know, so if somebody could reciprocate that, that would be great. Phone calls, etc. I mean, I like to talk on the phone. I can express myself, but I don't mind, you know, communicating in other ways. But, you know, it's nice when, you know, you get a phone call from that person, like when you're in a relationship and be like, oh, my God, he's calling me. I do. You don't lush when your man calls. You be like, oh, let me stop.
Oh, no.
That's the best, right, ladies?
Jarvita, how you feel about that, Jarvita?
Well, my idea of a perfect date is a chivalrous gentleman who is well-mannered, on and outside of being out in public, who's an excellent conversationalist. And personally, I enjoy private home dates because it's less stressful and more intimate for both parties, you know, as opposed to going out. You know, I hate that whole, I like to say this on the record, taking a girl to the club is not a date, okay?
No, that's not a date.
That's just going to a party, okay?
That's entertainment.
Exactly. That's entertainment. That's like the warm-up to the date. That is not a date. You know, and a lot of guys are confused about that. They seem to think that that is taking a woman out. No, that isn't. That's just taking her out, but it is not taking her on a date. Now, when we talk about gifts and love letters and phone calls, for me, there's nothing more special than a gift from the heart. You know, the best gifts are homemade gifts. You know, it's not the price of something that counts. It's the little things. Like you could be away on a business trip, and if you took 5 seconds out to stop at a stand and buy a postcard and just write, thinking of you, I love you, it took 2 seconds. But I guarantee you those are the gifts that you keep the longest because those are the things that matter. You know, it showed that as busy as he was, he still took the time out to ask me how I was and to say, I'm thinking of you and that you matter to me.
What about if he took off his shirt and gave it to you that was sweaty?
Well, if he took off his shirt and he gave it to you and it was sweaty, I'd tell him, baby, you need to go and wash that right there. That's too much love. I don't need to smell that all up in here. That's too much man scent. You know, you save that for the bedroom. Save that for the bedroom. But when it comes to love letters and phone calls, in today's society, it's so ironic that everything is so open. The lines of communication for us to be open is so open between the internet and telephones and fax machines and text messages and instant mail. There is no reason why people should not talk more. But in a day and age when technology is so readily available, we are the most, I find that people are the most closed. And we've gotten away from writing love letters and showing how much we care about someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to show your affections, and it's romantic to write letters and to send cards and to do things that sweep a woman off her feet. Like, when was the last time a guy took a girl out on a picnic? And it doesn't even have to be one that's outside.
On the reality TV.
On reality TV. But I'm saying in real life.
I went on a picnic this summer.
It's the little thing. You just put a blanket on the floor, make some sandwiches, and sit down and light a candle, and there you go.
Does it have to be a clean blanket?
Yeah, it has to be a clean blanket, okay? You know, get it right. Save the situation. But the point is it doesn't take a lot to be romantic. All you have to do is be willing to put forth that effort.
Yeah,
and that's the way any relationship goes, because if you're willing to put forth that much effort in a relationship just to get that person, then I guarantee you, you'll have a marriage that will last. Because marriages, you know, and a lot of people get confused about that with marriages. They seem to think, now that I got you, I don't have to do this no more. No, ain't wrong, you do. Because
mm-hmm.
that the same thing that you had to do to get them, you still got to keep that junk up to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's important for us to remember that in terms of gifts and phone calls and love letters and presents. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
not about what that person can buy for you, you know, because it's about the thought behind it and the emotions that go with it. Because if they can give you all the gifts that they want, like Polo was saying earlier, if there's no love there, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant in the end, because you're just dead inside.
That's what it is, man. And on that note, Jarvita, how do you feel about that in my E2K magazine?
Well, the perfect date for me. Well, I've actually experienced the perfect date, and my perfect date went like this. They called me early in the morning and woke me up and told me to get ready because they were picking me up for breakfast. So I got up, got ready. We went to breakfast. We had breakfast. After breakfast, we went driving around. He took me to Barnes & Nobles, and we picked books, and we spoke about, you know, a lot of intellect things, and I selected some books that I had wanted to read. And we stood there about an hour or two in Barnes & Nobles. After that, he took me shopping, and he bought me a fly outfit. Then he bought me a Coach bag. And after that, we had lunch. And then after we had lunch, we went in and took a movie. We did a movie. And after we came out.
That's a
ultimate day.
And after we came out the movie, ladies, please, I'm expressing my perfect day.
I'm sorry.
And after we came out of the movies, he asked me what I wanted to do, if I wanted to have, if I wanted to go, you know, do anything. I said, actually, I have some things to do at home. And he was like, fine, let's go back. We went back to my house. He helped me clean my house. He washed my dishes while I was on the computer. I'm looking for some things. After he washed my dishes, he asked me about some poetry that I was writing, and he asked me to read him some of my poetry that he would like to listen. He sat there and listened to some of my poetry and my poems while I read it to him and all that. It was telling me that it was great, that he loves it and all that. Then I went back to the computer to finish something, and he sat there and actually attempted to write me a poem.
Wow.
And it wasn't a such a great thing or whatever, but the fact that he sat there and he put thought into what he was writing was actually, like, it left me really, like, wow. Like, and then after that, he told me, I'll be back. I'm going to go change, get dressed or whatever, and I will, like, take you to dinner, and then we can go out somewhere, have some drinks. So I was like, no problem. I did that, took a bath, got dressed. He came back, like, about an hour and a half later, and we went out. We went to dinner. We went out for some drinks. We went to Ito's, you know, the Japanese restaurant where they cook right in front of you?
Yeah,
we did that, and so you ladies experienced that. You already know how that's a wonderful thing. After that, then we went dancing. We did the club thing. We had a couple of drinks. I came home. You already know the rest, till 6 in the morning, and that's my perfect date.
That sounds like you met your soulmate, honey.
That was my perfect date, I'm telling you. It just didn't get sweeter than that. So
it was a perfect date, period.
Yeah, that was a perfect date.
Ladies, all y'all ladies listen out
she
there.
She said she went shopping, too.
All y'all ladies listening out there, that is the standard right there. That's the standard.
Yeah.
That's the standard. So
all the queens,
below that,
you must bow down.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Bring another caller in, man. 240, you're live on the building with the Street Queens, man. We're talking about romance, perfect dates. How you feel about that?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
What's good?
Talking about
what y'all talking about? Romance and all
that? And perfect dates.
Perfect dates.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect dates. I ain't never had a perfect date before.
Aww.
No, it's not a problem, you know what I'm saying? I had an average date. What's a perfect date, though?
But what's your average date, then?
Average date? Kicking to get to know somebody and all that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to spend too much bread. No coach bags or nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That comes after I get to know your ass.
Well, how you know I didn't know him already?
You say what?
I knew him already.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That was like the first time. Hello. This is not Pretty Woman, but... You know, I knew him already. And it led to that, you know.
Oh, so you already knew him already. So
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Okay. Oh, that's what's
no, I already knew him already. Yeah, definitely.
That's what's good. I mean, you know, that dude, he must love you a lot, man.
Yeah, we still stay in contact. Unfortunately, we're not together, but he's still a good man.
What happened? What you know, after all the Prince Charming shit, what happened?
Actually, you know, we just went other ways. But like I said, he continues to be a good man. It just sometimes, you know, two people just don't match up. You know, just two people just really don't match up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it happens. It doesn't mean that he was
but
a bad dude.
It was a moment in time. And it
yeah, it just, you know, that was a perfect day to happen. Afterwards, we remained friends and all that, but we kind of were looking other directions, and we were grown up and adult enough to understand that and know that, and we're still friends to this day. You know, we just, you know, don't have that other connection, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So, Carla, what's the most romantic thing you've done for a woman anyway, Mr. Man?
I gave her a bath.
Wow,
oh,
that's nice.
I
that's
know
nice.
Like, I told her, I know you, like, want to be thugs, but I'm a thug when I want to be, huh? I know I can't give you much, but I could put some more bubbles in your tub. You like that?
I know you like that.
She like that, babe. She like
that's
that.
Nice.
She like,
yeah, that's
that.
Definitely
nice. She ain't expected, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is not something that you would expect somebody to want to bathe you, because you'd kind of
be like,
oh, what are you trying to say? I'm dirty? Like,
I actually watched somebody's dishes, too, though. But it was just off of GP. I like, damn, you got dishes in the sink? Like, my mother don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you
right.
Goddamn dishes. You wash them dishes. You trifle this mother. You know what I'm saying? You wash them damn dishes.
Hey, Cardi. You got to watch your language on this shit. You got to watch your language.
Okay. Okay, I say, you know, wash the dishes. I'm going to wash these drinks. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do. You know, so you did, just like, you know, cook for me and all. I'm gonna wash the dishes for you.
Wow, that's good home training. That's definitely good home training of your mom's.
When she came downstairs, you know, and her mother was there too. Her mother was like, "Damn, wash the dishes." I'm like, "No." But it was needed though. You know what I'm saying? So.
But even though, I mean, you didn't have to do it. Still, you didn't have to do it. So that kind of shows, you know, the type of person that you are, that you still did that. And it shows how your mom, you know, the type of man your mom's raised, you know?
Yeah, I grew up that way, that's all. It was kind of like, it was a normal thing. It wasn't really nothing like trying to be special, but it came off as, I guess, being real romantic or something.
Shout out to your moms for teaching you that, definitely. She's a blessed queen, yeah.
And grandma, because she passed that down to mom.
Shout out to your grandma, definitely. Yeah, that's where it stems from.
Yeah, man, that's Cardi. Yeah, man, that's right there. Cardi sings and stuff. So
I sung to girls before too.
So can you sing us a song? Can you sing us a song to show us your romantic ways, real quick?
Oh, you gonna put me on a spot like that?
Come on,
why you say street queen?
Oh man,
we're the street
queen. I'm calling out to all my ladies, and I can't let you know, be with no one but me, baby. There you go.
Oh, that's what you have to do. Sing to me. Forget about bathing me on my dishes. Like, that's it, right there.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah,
definitely. That was nice. That's romantic. That's very romantic right there.
Yes, that is.
I'm smoking though, so you know. That's off the smoke, baby. Let me clear my throat.
Holla. Stand down.
Thank you for the call, man.
All right, baby.
Back in. We're going to bring you back in on the next episode. Y'all check out Cardi, man. He's doing this one, too. Got that remix for Heartless, man. Check that out.
Check that out, baby. And I'm Ghost. Y'all be easy. Stay romantic out there, brothers. And wash the babies up. No, wash them.
Please.
Bubbles in your tub, babe.
Bubbles in the tub. And some wine. And a Yankee candle.
My people's right there. That's Cardi crazy. So I don't know what.
Yeah, candles are important. Candles.
Yeah, I love candles.
Yeah, they are important.
So, you know what I'm saying? We got 13 minutes down on the clock, man. I know we ain't going to get through the rest of this.
Oh, we're going to have we're going to have
Dating Swagger part 2 on this joint. You know what I'm saying? So, we're talking about, you know, since we all on the, you know, we're talking about dating somebody in jail and on house arrest, man. You know, the lack of privacy and all that jazz. We got 12 minutes on the clock. Ladies, what you think about that, starting off with Emma?
Well, I have dated somebody that's been in prison. I did a little bit. And it's just so, it's frustrating. I mean, you really, really have to be in love with this person in order to undergo everything. Like, those visits are crazy. They go up there, the way they treat you, the way they talk to you, you know, just searching you, going through all this mess just to see them for an hour, depending where they're located at, or just to, you know, to be up there for a couple of hours. Either way, you know, you have to drive 8 hours or 7 hours one way, another way. You're back hurting. Other people inviting you other places, but no, you're going to do this trip because you're going to see this person. The phone calls. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. But this is why I kind of get upset at the guys that are in prison when they come home. Mm-hmm. And right away, because they see something else that's prettier or something that's sexier, you know, right away they're like, oh, but I have to live because, you know, I did all these years and I need to live. But what about the females that did them years with you, you know, that went up there and sacrificed themselves and all that and loved you behind bars and all that, and you come out and show no type of appreciation? And I'm not saying for all, because there's very few men that have come out and remained with the woman that stood by them. But 90-something% of the guys that come out of prison do
diss their wives and all that. Wives that bid it with them 8-10 years and all that, because I've seen it for myself, and it's just disgusting.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Felicia Sabree, how you feel about that, Felicia?
I'm feeling locked up and trapped in a relationship with someone in jail. Well, I can speak from personal experience. I was my first, like, real love, like, when I was 19, we ended up living together, and he was my everything, and I loved him, but, you know, he was in and out of jail, and it was like he would come out and do the same thing and go right back in, so it was kind of one of those in and out of, you know, and it's just crazy, like, it really messes with you emotionally, and, you know, when you're going up there, it's like, it's the worst, like, going to the visit and, like, seeing other girls there with their babies and then having to see him locked up. But it's like, you know, you put yourself here and really and truly, like, if you don't change, you're always going to be this way. And it's just, it's crazy, you know. Since I've been, you know, even on house arrest, too, he was on house arrest. I mean, I dealt with it all. Like, just being in the game is it's serious. And I wouldn't advise, you know, young girls to get involved with a man who is, you know, in the streets. But, you know, sometimes you can't help it. That hood love is just there. You know, thugs need love too.
Girls love
it's real. It's really not, you know, it's a hard type of love. It really is. It's real hard.
Mhm.
That's real talk right there. Javita, how you feel about that? And then are we going to wrap this up and close this up because we got 9 minutes on the clock. Javita, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I honestly have not dated anybody who's been locked up in jail or on house arrest simply because I refuse to do it. I'm not going to put myself down emotionally, and I let them know that up front. You know, I'm not your wife. I'm not going to be obligated. If you want to be with me, then you need to do what it takes to stay out and out of jail so you can be with me. You know, because, you know, a lot of these girls, they get so caught up in, I'm going to stand by you and I'm going to support you. And so they feel like, I can keep doing this. I can keep going back to jail because you ain't going to go nowhere. No, I'm going to go somewhere. And you can know that. And when they talk about being trapped in a relationship, you know, I don't believe in that. You're only trapped if you let yourself be trapped. You know, when you get out, if I'm single and you still want to be in a relationship with me, let me know. You know, it's a different story, though, if you're married to him, you know, because then you took vows and then you got God in it. But when you're just dating somebody, if it's not working out and they're not able to be there, you should try to move on with your life, because I guarantee you, while he's in there, he's having to move on with his life, because jail don't wait for nobody, and prison life is definitely hard. You know, and when it comes to visiting somebody in jail and the money that's involved with the commissary, it's stressful on the family, because, you know, I've had a lot of family members go to jail, and that's why I've been so opposed to being involved with somebody who's been in jail, because once you've experienced that from a child's perspective and stuff, it's very hard and very difficult to adjust, and you just don't want to put yourself in that emotional predicament again, you know, when it comes to that visiting somebody and the lack of privacy and the hanging up. It's just a major headache that you can avoid.
That's what it is. And on that note, you know what I'm saying, we're going to wrap it up, man. Whatever it is you do, people, man, just be safe when you're dating people, man. You know, especially also with, you know what I'm saying, with AIDS, HIV, and all that jazz, man. I just need to be safe out there, man. People, be real about your situations, man. Don't let nobody be walking in the dark, man. Be real with it. You know, Felicia Sabree, you know, you could go ahead and, you know, sum up the whole show real quick, you know what I'm saying, and go ahead and read the creed and all that, you know what I'm saying, so we can go down and give the rest of the remarks, man.
Okay. Well, you know, brief summary of the show, you know, Dating Swagger, we basically just talked about love and sugar mama, sugar daddies, you know, woman in the industry, your man, you know, holding you back and feeling threatened, you know, intimacy and just sex and romance and dating someone in jail, and it's just been crazy. But like Keisha Cole said, if love is your focus, then, man, pay attention. That's all I can say. Everybody play cards right. Keep the love, keep the faith, keep the 100% hip-hop. And I am going to read the motto for the Street Queens. We are to empower and support the diverse needs of the people. to empower and support the diverse needs of the people, and the creed is Street Queens are here to show our future leaders the way. Walking and talking, life struggles every day. Like the sands of time, we are an inescapable entity, bringing light into dark places and filling despair with hope. Good night, everyone, and don't forget about the show next week. What are we doing next week, Leslie? We just want to let them know what's coming up next.
Next week, we're actually going to be doing adoption and homelessness. And before we leave out, I'm going to tell you some of the projects we're doing. Street Queens, the panelists, listeners, we're doing cards for the inmates for the Christmas time. So please write in. And we're also doing drive for a lucky child this year to win a wonderful Christmas. We're doing art from our hearts to your hearts. Donate beers to the needy children out here for Christmas. Also, we're also looking for people to donate clothes, toys, school supplies, uniforms to a children's shelter called the Community of Hope. Also, you can, you know, if you want to participate and donate, you can email mwashington@communityofhopedc.org. Also, like I said, if you guys want to donate, they're having a party in New Jersey, December the 20th, 2008. Donate to Friendship House. And you can find all the information about Friendship House at www.friendshiphousepa.org. Emma E2K Magazine is having the 7th annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive on December 23rd. Location will be announced soon. Nadine is still doing the drive in South Carolina. Any donations, et cetera, please write us at P.O. Box 3012, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20731-0512. Please write us. Please email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, and we will, you know, rapidly respond to you as quick as possible. Blog us. Thank you, listeners and callers and everybody. We love you. You know, same time. Don't forget, everybody. Same time, safe place. Stay tuned, 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? You just officially got stamped by the Street Queens. And we're signing out because you know your girl, Lushy Les, got to go to New York. And I love all of y'all. Shout out to CG. We love you. I know you're going through your thing with the teeth and everything. Emma, we love you. Shout out to your man that just passed. Rest in peace, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Party hardy. We rest in peace. And we love all of y'all, Street Queens, and we out.
Peace.
Peace.